Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Our buddy Lewis Black is going to phone the program later on. Quarantining in New York City. Battlefield, basically there. Saw another special in the hospitals there last night, a little bit watching that. It was just brutal.
Todd, I understand you've been walking the dogs.
Yeah. I did several dog walks yesterday.
So you are participating in National Canine Fitness Month.
Oh, yeah. Every month is National Canine Fitness Month. Yeah.
Oh, at your house.
More dogs are getting walked now than ever, though. I mean, I walk my dog all the time, but a lot of people didn't.
They don't get walked much during the winter.
Yeah.
Ours is getting walked way more than she's used to.
Yeah. Just get out of the house. Dogs don't know.
Bible sales are way up.
Yeah. No good. Yeah. Go for it.
Suck it, Jesus.
No, there you go.
No. Passover starts tonight.
Yeah.
That's not Jesus, by the way.
That's blood over the door, right?
If I remember correctly.
Stick to the road, stay off the
mark. First of 8 days begins tonight at sundown.
I saw American Werewolf in London. I know. Blood, lamb's blood, stick to the road, stay off the moors. The werewolves get you on Easter.
Did
I'm confusing my fables. I'm sorry.
Play the Ten Commandments last weekend?
I don't know.
I saw something about that. Yeah, I've forgotten.
I thought it was on. That's kind of an annual.
Yeah, this is the lamb's blood bit.
I thought we were going to be open.
Jews traditionally eat matzo or unleavened bread during the holiday. Remembrance of how when the ancestors fled Egypt, they left in such haste that the bread they packed did not have time to rise.
Indeed.
Now, if you didn't have the blood on your...
They kill your second...
Firstborn.
Your firstborn, yeah. And,
that's always really positive.
Right
news.
Above the door, you had to put the blood...
That must scare the kids.
Right above the door.
I might put a bunch of blood on the door tonight, because when we've been walking around, people have Easter eggs up and stuff. Yeah. And like, no, it's festive.
Yeah.
But it's got to be goat blood, I think.
Nothing else to do.
Lamb blood.
That's fine.
That's even more specific.
That'll give me something to do tonight.
Yeah.
Track down a lamb.
So was there a... After the first Passover, was there a lamb shortage?
I don't know.
That's
That's
a lot of lambs.
Yeah, it is.
As a percentage.
It's a fable, Todd.
Yeah. And how many blood smearings out of one lamb can you get?
Good question.
Well, you only need the one.
Yeah.
Because everybody had to sacrifice their own lamb. You don't get to share a lamb.
Oh, you can't say, "Hey, I got a little extra lamb blood."
No,
and you can
put it on your
door.
I think you got to use your own lamb on that one, but
when
I don't know.
Yeah, how long does it take to bleed out a lamb, Puss? You remember that? Yeah.
Let's go down to Puss's farm. Say hello to his mom.
He was out of the room. He could have been flipping me off.
They're no good if they're dead.
But you should be able to share that lamb.
Yeah,
blood.
You should.
God has some stupid rules.
Yeah, but wasn't it about sacrifice?
I could be wrong about that. I could be the stupid one here.
No.
Instead of God.
No, I think all that.
I could be the stupid one.
Yeah.
If you put the two together.
You're helping out now.
Oh, no, I think God cares if it's not. He knows if it's not your own lamb.
Oh, yeah. He knows if you're cheating.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got that from your neighbor?
Yeah.
I'm going to take your, second born kid?
Yeah, I can sniff that out.
Yeah, God doing his best Tommy Boy impression. No, it's got to be your lamb.
Exactly.
Steve speculates that the Bibles being sold now are being used as toilet paper.
Yeah.
Deal.
Some of those are
softer.
The pages are a lot thinner.
Really thin pages.
Pages are pretty thin, right?
Well, they used to use that in prisons, I believe.
Wipe their ass for the Bible.
For rolling papers.
Yeah,
sure.
For their cigarette rolling papers.
The holy joints.
Yeah. Well, they weren't joints. Yeah. They were just regular tobacco.
But
I mean, I'm sure there were some joints in there. Yeah.
I should do that.
Can I buy some pot from you?
One of these days, Nick, we'll get together and smoke the Bible.
Let's do it.
You got time.
Let's smoke Exodus.
Yeah. And even if we have to, we'll roll separate joints.
There's plenty of pages.
Right. I will miss the community of passing a joint around because I think those days are gone.
Oh, yeah. They should be.
Passing the bong around.
I ain't shaking hands. Why am I going to pass a joint with you?
I think that'll be back at some point.
It'll be back.
Which one?
Both. All of it.
No, not me.
Yes, you will.
Nope.
The Whalers are coming to town.
Yeah, well, there are exceptions.
You're
to
slobbering on it. You're slobbering on joints left and right.
There are exceptions. Mm-hmm. If it's an old Jamaican man handing me a joint, I'm fine. That just stuck to the table.
Right. In case you his don't joint. Know.
It's got to be his joint.
Tyler and I once smoked a joint with the Hartford Whalers.
Yes.
The entire old NHL
team. And I realized later it wasn't Bob Marley's Whalers.
Puff, puff, pass, eh?
That was kind of stupid.
They were in town for an exhibition game.
To white guys playing hockey. That didn't make any sense.
Why you were there didn't make any sense.
I think we just wanted the opportunity to smoke.
Yeah.
That was our goal at one time, was to smoke with every NHL team.
Yeah. It was a weird goal.
And we're fortunate we got to smoke with the Whalers they disbanded.
Right, soon after
Shortly after that.
Yeah.
What did they become?
I don't forget.
Yes.
God, that's not interesting. I don't know. Man.
The St. Louis Blues.
Good for nothing losers.
Yeah.
Bunch of stoners.
It's not the Blues, not for sure.
So, what some people do when
hold
they're
on,
sitting
I got to find out who the Hartford Whalers are now. They're the North Carolina Hurricanes.
There you go.
Carolina Hurricanes.
Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
They belong to both Carolinas.
That's right.
So the people sitting at home with nothing to do, you know what people do when they get on the interwebs.
Porn.
They get angry.
Porn.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they find something to get angry about, and people found a reason to get angry at Ellen.
My wife had her game show on last night. It was actually carefree fun, man.
We were watching that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I killed in the final round.
Yeah,
SNL alumni.
I wasn't paying attention, but it was on. Yeah.
Okay. I would have won the whole 100,000. That lady only got 20. She sucked.
Yeah, the one lady didn't know the cowboy from Toy Story was Woody.
How do you not know that?
I don't know. She said
how do you
Andy.
Not know
she
that?
Yelled Andy. I said, that's the kid's name. Wasn't the kid's name Andy?
Yes.
Yeah, she knew that. Mm-hmm.
Does Ellen have the game show, or you get something wrong and she pulls the trap door?
Yes.
Yeah.
You fall down.
Ellen's game of games.
Yeah. Okay.
That was on that. But Ellen's a great lady. She's a libtard.
She's pissed off some people.
Oh.
She was joking about the coronavirus.
Oh, you can't do
it.
In what way?
Well, okay. This is what she said. You know, she was at home doing the show from her home on the computer and whatnot.
Dancing? Is she still dancing?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
For show?
It doesn't mention that in this article.
I hope so. I hope she hasn't stopped dancing.
She talked about her experience with self-isolation at home, and she joked, this is like being in jail, mostly because I've been wearing the same clothes for 10 days and everyone in here is gay.
That's a funny joke. It's an Ellen joke.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because her wife is gay. They're all gay. Yeah.
Her and Portia de Rossi should just start sucking face in the couch. I'm not a big fan of seeing Ellen naked, but I like to look at Portia naked.
But you would.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, they could take their shirts off.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Apparently, people on Twitter were voicing their disapproval of the comment.
That was the joke, Nick.
As coronavirus jokes go, that doesn't seem harsh at all.
No.
What do you know?
She's more picking on herself than anybody else.
Exactly. She is gay, so that covers that.
And she
that
lives with a gay person.
That covers that part.
Yeah.
So that's no big deal, right?
And who are we to say that she's changed clothes?
Right.
And can we stop making it?
Right.
And not everybody in prison is gay, but that's where the joke part comes
right,
in.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's where you exaggerate a little bit. That's that's what you do when you joke.
Right.
Just stop making it a thing when Twitter gets offended.
Yes.
That doesn't represent everybody.
No.
Did you see Pete Lee's tweet?
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead. He said that.
He's like, he's like, my friend died yesterday. He took social distancing like way too far. Yeah, to the extreme.
Took it too far.
Vic would have thought that was funny.
Yeah.
But even he had somebody that was like, whoa. I think because he put it up, I think it was on Facebook. I saw somebody comment.
Right. Yeah, like, well, that's the best part about Twitter. You don't read the comments.
A little too soon.
You tend to read the comments on Facebook. I don't tend to read the comments on Twitter. It's easy to get away, not read comments on Twitter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really easy. It's not easy. You always read the comments on Facebook. So some of the stuff I won't even put on Facebook because I know it's just going
to
go.
Well, Twitter, you got to go to a different page.
Well, you just got to click on it. It's just a little tougher. And also, not as many. There are morons on Twitter. Don't get me wrong. But it doesn't seem as concentrated full of morons.
It doesn't get
as Facebook.
Yeah, it's easy to pass over.
Yeah. Right.
Don't get as many comments.
Right.
Unless you've got a zillion followers.
Yeah, but even then, it's easy to pass over.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I saw some lady on Pete's post say, I don't know. I think that's funny, but I don't know if I should laugh. And I just jumped in. I was like, no. Yeah. He would want you to laugh.
Right.
This is how it's done.
Right. Especially with comedians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I told Pete. I said, any comic worth his salt would be mad if his friends weren't making jokes about his death within the first 24 hours.
That's true.
It's what you do. It's how you can cope.
And by the way, that wasn't even a joke, because I remember that when Ralphie May died, people made fat jokes about him, because he actually told people, abuse me. Vic Henley didn't say that. Everybody says Vic Henley was the nicest guy out there, and we were fortunate enough to know him pretty well, and he was the nicest guy out there. That joke that Pete Lee does, it's not about his looks, character, anything like that. It's just
social
He died. That's the funny part about that joke, because you're right. There's no jokes out there hammering Vic Henley, because he's not that kind of comedian. That joke, the way Pete Lee did it, was perfect.
But to make a joke based in the fact that he died, that's what comics do. I would hope that you guys will do the same thing for me.
We will.
Good. Good. That's serious.
Knock on wood, man.
If I passed away tragically, I hope you're making jokes about me.
All right, Drew says the reason people were mad at Ellen is because she's in her big mansion.
Oh, that's where she lives.
And they're in prison.
Yeah.
Big deal.
See, that's...
Yeah, we are not offended.
No, we're not. By the way, you can't yell at people because they have a house that's big. You're supposed to be at your house, right? So, I mean...
And that's your house.
Yeah. And if you had the money, you'd have a big house, too. I mean, what's the big deal?
She lives within her means.
Right.
That's her means.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
According to data taken from 68,000 fitness trackers, Americans are moving less and sleeping more.
Under the quarantine. We're not sleeping more. Sure, I'm not.
Yeah, but you're also...
working.
Yeah. You're not... Yeah, you are getting out. We are, at least, to go to work.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. And I actually slept through the night last night.
Very good.
I did, too, because the white wine helped.
Very good.
Oh, okay. That still exists.
You're healthy.
Good.
Yeah.
Because I Dutch oven myself last night, two nights ago.
Insides might not be healthy.
Yeah. Now, every time I fart in bed, I have to Dutch oven myself.
Yeah, you got to smell that bear. Ever since they said you might not smell stuff.
Your wife, but appreciates it now.
But people explain to us you can smell nice things. We always forget about that part.
That never dawned on me.
It never did either.
But yesterday...
It never did. When somebody said the smell and taste might go away with the coronavirus, now that's been disputed. Not everybody has that. It never dawned on me you could smell something good.
But I blew a fart that did not smell.
That did not occur.
Some of them don't, though. Don't you worry about it.
After a Dutch oven. Yeah. But then, when I went downstairs, we were cooking, and I could smell that.
Okay, there you go.
So
you smelled something good.
And you blew one later and smelled.
That was a sense of relief.
Just go grab the garlic powder out of the cabinet and take a big whiff or something,
Or again, you could smell something nice. You could grab.
I never thought of it. That never dawned on me.
Your wife's perfume,
never
some
dawned
of your
on
cologne,
me.
Yeah, a candle,
scented soap.
There are a lot of things to smell around the house, but
yeah,
I'd rather
dinner.
Smell my ass. That way I know. All right, that's a good one. I'm fine.
That is kind of the barometer.
It is.
The Prime Minister of...
Oh, this is good audio.
Now, you know, you really are not exhibiting any symptoms if you can taste that fart.
Some of them you can.
That's when you know.
Some you can.
Your senses are still alive.
The Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, was talking about the benefits of wearing a face mask. It went a little something like this.
If people want to wear a mask, that is okay. It protects others more than it protects you because it prevents you from breathing or speaking moistly on them. Oh, what a terrible image. It actually is something that people can do.
Speaking moistly. I love that.
Yeah. Moist.
When I caught it right away. It's like, oh.
Venturing out in public, I'm going to have my wife make me one of those. It'll be the single bar face mask like the punters used to wear.
Yes. Yeah.
I want to check with Doc Mead and see how effective those would be. Yeah. Just the single bar punter face mask.
Yeah, I'd
probably not. It has to be a lot wider than
that. You're going to get the eye shade, too? Yeah. The shaded visor?
Or maybe I'll go with the cage.
Can she make me a mask that looks like there's a ball gag in my mouth, you know?
It's called a ball gag.
You just have
just wear
mask
your ball gag.
And then draw it on the mask. It's a chain with a big red rubber ball in the middle.
Yeah, that's extra. That'll cost you extra.
Just walk around a store with
a
ball gag.
Walk into Walgreens wearing that.
What's that? It's my mask. Bye.
Or just throw on your GIMP mask and zipper the mouth closed.
Yeah.
That's
hot, though. It's been hot lately.
I think that would be effective.
It's been hot lately for the GIMP mask.
And they're usually black. So I can't imagine wearing a GIMP mask all summer long.
No. You got some great Tracy Morgan audio, too.
Oh.
Well, I love this because he did Hoda Kotb. Hoda Kotb.
Yeah.
And
he went on the Today Show.
There's three different clips here where he's funny.
Two.
Yeah. People are just, two, that's right. Yeah.
Eating breakfast, watching this.
This is Network at 9 in the morning.
Right. That's why you have him on. Good for him. Yeah. I bet he does this.
Yeah, if you're going to book Tracy Morgan, you're going to get Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, I think his show's starting back up on TBS.
Yeah, I just love.
Which I really like.
Yeah,
The Last OG.
It was good, right?
Yeah, it's not just comedy. You know, it can be poignant as well, and it's funny. It's a good show. Overall, good show. Tiffany Haddish is in it, and she does a great job as
Talk
well.
Show or scripted show?
It's scripted. Scripted.
Yeah, The Last OG on TBS.
Okay, I've seen that.
Yeah, I really like it. Anyway, this is Tracy Morgan with Hoda Kotb on the Today Show.
Oh, well, me and my wife been quarantining here for like 3 weeks, so she's pregnant three times. Every week she got pregnant.
Okay.
We're role-playing a lot now. We're role-playing. She's playing a young maiden whose grandfather was infected with coronavirus, and I'm the scientist who discovered the cure, and she'll do anything to save her grandfather's life. Okay. Not mean anything.
Well, you are a creative one.
I love it. That's what I don't like about Morning Bubble.
I mean anything.
The morning TV has to be so saccharine. Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, she can't laugh out loud.
Yes, she can.
That.
She could laugh.
She could.
Her job's safe. She could laugh at that. They got Tracy Morgan on.
Here's a little bit more of it.
I was just watching the show. Eat this tiger in the Bronx Zoo got me scared. So I'm going to get all my pets tested.
Yeah.
I'm getting my sharks tested. I'm getting my moray eel tested. I just bought a 600-pound silverback gorilla. I'm going to take him down to New York Presbyterian and get him tested.
Yeah. 600-pound silverback gorilla.
The man is insane.
Yeah. He is insane. He hit on my wife.
Did he really?
Of course he did.
At the funny bone?
Well, somebody was going to get pregnant.
Yeah.
While I was on stage.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
She was sitting in the back?
She was sitting in the back. I was doing what I said. He's like, they put me up pretty good here tonight. He's like, he had the ankle monitor on at the time.
I know. That was the time he was here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did she tell you that? Is that how you found out? Okay.
Oh, that must have been a long time ago if she was still coming to your shows.
It was. Yeah.
It's been a while.
Good point. Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
That was when he was in our studio.
Yeah, that was.
That's the old stage studio.
That was at least 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Yeah.
So how did she, where'd you pick her up the next day?
She's at the hotel by the club.
And did she get pregnant?
It's Tracy Morgan. Go ahead.
That's funny.
That's right. Yeah. That's when he gets with his ankle monitor malfunctioned while he was here, which he was drinking.
I understand twice. It fell off two or three times.
Yeah.
I thought three.
And my favorite part of that story is that Colleen said the guy that was there to fix it showed up the funny bone, sat through the show first, and then went back and fixed it.
Really?
Yeah.
Perks of the job.
Yeah.
At a Stop and Shop in Kingston, Massachusetts, Wham 13 reports that a 65-year-old man was coughing and spitting on the produce.
Jesus.
Then he got confrontational, so shoppers tackled him and held him on the floor.
Yeah.
Just, no, dude. No. No. You're done.
I'm surprised they went that close to him.
Footage of the incident appears to show several people holding the man down while he demands that they let go of him. They said no. They say they don't believe the man has the COVID-19, but he was taken to a hospital for medical evaluation.
That's Big Brother, man. Next thing you know, they're going to stop us from spitting on anything in public.
Yeah, the grocery store has barred the man from returning.
Why can't I spit on stuff?
That's a justifiable pummeling right now.
Yeah.
You know?
That should be a bullet to the head.
I'm with you.
You see somebody spit on some produce, boom.
Yeah,
instant death penalty. Yes.
Right. Wasn't there a story last week?
Todd Duterte.
Week before they.
Hi, I'm Todd.
Bam!
Some grocery store had to throw out like $40,000 in produce because of something like this.
Yeah, it was $35,000.
Yeah.
Douchebag.
Not cool.
Charge them for that.
Do any moist talking near the produce and
moist.
That's a shoot.
Moist.
Moist talking.
Moistly talking.
Yeah.
Somebody's freaking out right now. Lewis Black later on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.